Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama is hearing from readers or friends about things they left off their tax returns or errors they made in the course of filing, perhaps a little too soon. Well, my friends, Tax Mama is a big proponent of the slow down philosophy. Use the extensions. Take the time to review the tax return and the information in it, and take the time to think back on the year to see what's missing from that tax return. Here in our office, we ask all our clients as early in the year as possible if they opened any new businesses or established any LLCs or got new tax IDs that we don't know about. Did they have household help or pay anyone as a freelancer so we can issue W-2s and 1099s in time? Also, did they get any notices from the IRS or the state that changed their prior year refunds either up or down, or that changed the estimated tax carried over from the previous year? By filing a tax return once, with all the required income and deduction information, you dramatically reduce your chances of an audit. Anytime you file an amended return to correct something, anything at all, a real live IRS agent is going to look over your tax return, and they just might stumble across some glaring error you didn't notice because you were zipping along to file quickly, and again, didn't check to see if there were any other things to change when you filed your 1040X or business tax return correction. The IRS just issued a tax tip about this same topic as I was writing this message to you, and there's some excellent advice, especially about when not to amend, because sometimes the IRS will just take care of it. In fact, yesterday, Kelly Phillips Erb in Forbes wrote about 15 things you need to know when making a mistake on your tax return. I'm giving you links to both of those. Some of the errors that have been asked about this tax season include missing 1099s, the wrong employer ID number on an S-Corp election, not making the S-Corporation election for the current or several earlier years, e-filing right on the deadline and the tax return is rejected, and is it too late? What can we do now? Missing pass-through income from K-1s. Filing a tax return to report income that should have been split among family members without making the necessary disclosures or reductions. Forgetting to include various types of income, commonly things like unemployment, Social Security, or other things you don't really think about at tax time. Or wanting to move 2018 expenses into 2019 because they left them off the tax return. Of course, leaving estimated numbers in the tax return when you thought you replaced them with the actual amounts and then ended up doubling the income or the deduction. One person entered the wrong information on the W-2s and it was off significantly. Or using the wrong distribution code on an IRA or retirement account distribution and getting hit with thousands of dollars worth of penalties needlessly. These are just the usual suspects. There are all kinds of mistakes you make resulting from excessive speed. So my message to those of you who are on extension, please slow down. Read everything in your tax return. Think through about what else might be missing, duplicated, or estimated. Run the review tool in your software and make any last-minute retirement account contributions if they're available. Only then file your tax return. But please do all of this well before the filing deadlines. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.